This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's push for electric vehicles is getting a bump. The state says it now has approval to spend a $56 million grant on high-speed EV chargers along highways. The federal approval unlocks an extra $12 million. The Trump administration initially froze that funding, which was awarded under former President Biden, but Colorado and 13 other states sued. A judge backed them, and the money has been released. In education news, CU Denver will guarantee admission for some Aurora public school students. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports on a deal signed this week.
The agreement means Aurora Public Schools high school juniors and seniors earning a 3.0 GPA will receive guaranteed admission to CU Denver. APS students will also have their application fee waived and will receive a sample financial aid package and coordinated campus visits. APS Superintendent Michael Giles Jr. calls it a game changer that aligns with CU Denver's mission to expand economic mobility for all. The agreement is similar to one the college made for students in Denver Public Schools several weeks ago. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And parts of western Colorado could see up to 3 inches of rain today and this weekend. Chris Sanders is a National Weather Service meteorologist. He says that storm likely won't do much for the early snowpack.
2 to 3 inches is quite a bit. Being that it is a tropical air mass, the snow levels are really high. So it might only be like the peaks, if that, that see snow out of this.
The storm does bring a risk of flooding, especially in parts of southwestern Colorado and along burn scars from summer wildfires. On the Front Range today, cloudy with highs in the 70s and some chances for late-day storms. Mostly sunny this weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.